英语听力模拟试题。第一节，听下面五段录音，每段录音后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段录音后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段录音播放两遍，现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。听下面的录音，回答第一小题。
Gina, you are going to start your job on Monday. Let's go shopping this weekend.
I'd love to. There are many trousers and shorts in my room. I must buy some formal shirts.
Gina, you are going to start your job on Monday. Let's go shopping this weekend.
I'd love to.There are many trousers and shorts in my room. I must buy some formal shirts.
听下面的录音，回答第二小题。
I thought you were happy to come to the party today.
I am.Sorry, I'm just not feeling well. I haven't recovered from a cold.
Sorry to hear that. You should go home and get some sleep. I thought you were happy to come to the party today.
I am. Sorry, I'm just not feeling well. I haven't recovered from a cold.
Sorry to hear that. You should go home and get some sleep.
听下面的录音，回答第三小题。
From today's Chinese lesson about music, I only remember a few words.
I put down the words in class. All the names were listed under the instrument pictures.
From today's Chinese lesson about music, I only remember a few words.
I put down the words in class.All the names were listed under the instrument pictures.
听下面的录音，回答第四小题。
Hi, madam. I lost my ticket to Milan.
I wish I could help, sir. Unfortunately,I'm only responsible for selling new tickets.
Are you serious? The train is leaving soon. Hi, madam. I lost my ticket to Milan.
I wish I could help, sir. Unfortunately, I'm only responsible for selling new tickets.
Are you serious? The train is leaving soon.
听下面的录音，回答第五小题。
When we get on the subway, remember not to enter before others get off the train.
Sure, Dad. Do we have to do like that at all subway stations?
Yes, it is considered to be polite on public transportation. When we get on the subway,Remember not to enter before others get off the train.
Sure, Dad. Do we have to do like that at all subway stations?
Yes, it is considered to be polite on public transportation.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段录音。每段录音后有几个小题 从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段录音前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，每小题都有五秒钟的作答时间。每段录音播放两遍。听下面的录音，回答第六和第七小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hi, Justine. I want to have a quick conversation before we all go home.
Sure, William. I just got back to the office from lunch, so I'll remain in the building for another couple of hours. What's going on?
I said your business idea wouldn't work during our meeting. And, well, I didn't mean to say that so directly.
I understand.You owe it to your staff to be as honest as possible. I'm grateful that you consider my feelings.
Of course. You're a valuable team member.
Thanks, William.
Hi, Justine. I want to have a quick conversation before we all go home.
Sure, William. I just got back to the office from lunch, so I'll remain in the building for another couple of hours.What's going on?
I said your business idea wouldn't work during our meeting. And, well, I didn't mean to say that so directly.
I understand. You owe it to your staff to be as honest as possible. I'm grateful that you consider my feelings.
Of course. You're a valuable team member.
Thanks, William.
听下面的录音，回答第八至第十小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Mom.Have you heard of the James Webb Space Telescope?
Sure.
Well, I need to do a project about it for my science class, and the teacher said I need to introduce the technology to our class.
What have you learned about it so far?
Not much. This telescope was launched on a rocket over a year ago, but I just started studying it last evening.Now, I only have a week to create a presentation.
Well, the James Webb Space Telescope might change how we view the universe.
Mum, have you heard of the James Webb Space Telescope?
Sure.
Well, I need to do a project about it for my science class, and the teacher said I need to introduce the technology to our class.
What have you learned about it so far?
Not much. This telescope was launched on a rocket over a year ago, but I just started studying it last evening. Now I only have a week to create a presentation.
Well, the James Webb Space Telescope might change how we view the universe.
听下面的录音，回答第十一至第十三小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Liz, you ought to learn to cook with me.
I've never thought about that. You, Mom, and Grandma cook such fantastic food.
That's true. Our family members are excellent cooking teachers. You'll someday want to cook for your children.
You're right. What are you making now?
I'm preparing Chinese pancakes.
Oh, it's one of my favorites, but I rarely see you cooking breakfast.
Yes, I love cooking fried rice, meat, and vegetables. So I mostly cook dinner and leave breakfast and lunch to your grandmother.
And you always do an amazing job. It looks like the pancakes and meat are finished. What else can I prepare?
Egg dishes are the easiest and most basic items to learn to cook. So, now, you'll learn how to fry eggs. Liz, you ought to learn to cook with me.
I've never thought about that. You, Mom, and Grandma cook such fantastic food.
That's true. Our family members are excellent cooking teachers. You'll someday want to cook for your children.
You're right. What are you making now?
I'm preparing Chinese pancakes.
Oh, it's one of my favorites, but I rarely see you cooking breakfast.
Yes, I love cooking fried rice, meat, and vegetables. So I mostly cook dinner and leave breakfast and lunch to your grandmother.
And you always do an amazing job. It looks like the pancakes and meat are finished. What else can I prepare?
Egg dishes are the easiest and most basic items to learn to cook. So, now, you'll learn how to fry eggs.
My family introduced me to watch many plays and operas as a young child, but I didn't find these shows quite enjoyable until I was older.
Same. I saw my first play at just 8 years old, but I started being attracted by theater 10 years after that.
Interesting. I remember seeing a Chinese opera show when I was a teenager. This inspired me to pursue my dream of acting and performing. Now, I live in the U.S., mainly singing in Western-style plays.
I used to act in many plays and films, but I only teach acting at a university now.
That's a valuable job. My acting career was mainly helped by local directors. But as a teacher, you could help thousands of young actors gain success in the future.
That's my goal. Acting isn't just enjoyment. It's about sharing culture, stories, and art.
Agreed. My family introduced me to watch many plays and operas as a young child, but I didn't find these shows quite enjoyable until I was older.
Same. I saw my first play at just 8 years old, but I started being attracted by theater 10 years after that.
Interesting. I remember seeing a Chinese opera show when I was a teenager. This inspired me to pursue my dream of acting and performing. Now, I live in the U.S., mainly singing in Western-style plays.
I used to act in many plays and films, but I only teach acting at a university now.
That's a valuable job. My acting career was mainly helped by local directors. But as a teacher, You could help thousands of young actors gain success in the future.
That's my goal. Acting isn't just enjoyment. It's about sharing culture, stories, and art.
Agreed.
听下面的录音，回答第十八至第二十小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
When international tourists imagine visiting Europe, they might consider Paris, Rome, or Barcelona. But do you know one of the most visited European cities is also a part of Asia? I'm talking about Istanbul in northwest Turkey. I'm publishing this video to share facts about my home city. So let's get started. The first things many people notice are ancient buildings, roads, and markets. Indeed, history books and articles explain this because Istanbul has been a major city for over 2,500 years. Today, Istanbul features some of the world's oldest markets and towers. But it is most well known for the temples. Plus, there are few more beautiful sights than Istanbul's leaves changing color and then falling off in autumn. That makes this the best time of year to visit. But no matter when people visit, I'm sure guests will love my hometown. Finally, if you like the video, please give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends. I'll choose several lucky fans and mail some postcards of Istanbul to you. When international tourists imagine visiting Europe, they might consider Paris, Rome, or Barcelona. But do you know one of the most visited European cities is also a part of Asia? I'm talking about Istanbul in northwest Turkey. I'm publishing this video to share facts about my home city. So let's get started. The first things many people notice are ancient buildings, roads, and markets. Indeed, history books and articles explain this because Istanbul has been a major city for over 2,500 years. Today, Istanbul features some of the world's oldest markets and towers. But it is most well known for the temples. Plus, there are few more beautiful sights than Istanbul's leaves changing color and then falling off in autumn. That makes this the best time of year to visit. But no matter when people visit, I'm sure guests will love my hometown. Finally, if you like the video, please give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends. I'll choose several lucky fans and mail some postcards of Istanbul to you.
第二节到此结束，现在你有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。 部分到此结束。